other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The website, again, is GorillaFunk.com. He is Paris, I don't know, 3-4 million. How many records? I know it's more all the time. How many records have you gotten out there to the people, Paris?
4 million, just about 4 million exactly.
Well, so now it's 4 million.
Yeah.
Since the last time I had you on the show. Yeah, you're also branching out into filmmaking and producing films and distributing films. Quite a eclectic group of films last time I checked.
Yes, yeah, that's the next that's the final frontier for me, is to branch out of just doing music alone and start doing films and you know, putting out messages in the visual medium. The first project is called Sounds Like a Revolution, and it'll be out third quarter of next year. And it's a film about you know, musicians who want to make a difference and kind of details the consequences that we've all faced as a result of our beliefs in, you know, this post 9/11 environment where you know, dissent is stifled and the media outlets that we have come to rely upon self-censor. It features me and Michael Franti and Auntie Flag, and the Dixie Chicks are in it. Henry Rollins. The coup, I believe, is going to be narrated by Erykah Badu. It's, you know, it's a pretty involved undertaking.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's one of them. You know, another one is called Nation Building, which is kind of along the same lines, but it's more hip-hop centric. And, you know, there are some other films that are kind of already in stages, various stages of completion. I don't really want to start films from the beginning. I know when you make your films, you pretty much do them from start to end. I'm looking really to buy into existing films.
No, I understand, people, and that's,
you know,
great.
Let's, yeah, shift. People kind of haven't, you know, they can't, you know, finish them because of economics.
Let's shift gears. Now, should prospective filmmakers run stuff by us? Should they email you at Gorilla Funk or send you a trailer?
Absolutely. Yep, please do.
And
please do.
And you're going to be putting these out. Go ahead.
Well, because ordinarily, you know, people who are making films, most people who are independent filmmakers, you know, have money issues. So if they can send their you know, their films and whatever stage of completion that they're in to us, you know, I'll review it and see if we can fit it into what we're doing over here. And of course, the message has to be consistent. And you know, my film deal is actually with Vivendi through Universal, and the record side is through Fontana Universal.
Wow, that is exciting. So folks,
we'd love to put some Alex Jones films out.
I know. We got close to doing that, and I had the baby, and my wife had the baby the last 8 months, and I just couldn't give your great offer a proper consideration. So I apologize, but hopefully in the future we can do something. But Paris, we're about to break. Come back in a long segment, so won't be all these breaks in front of you. But briefly, get into the new single and when a new record's coming out, and how folks get that.
The new single is called Don't Stop the Movement. The video, believe it or not, just got added to MTV, which was kind of a surprise, because the video is pretty much a kind of a very visual interpretation of the people rising up and overthrowing the government. The album is available everywhere online for sure. You know, I have partners with Best Buy and, you know, Virgin Music and, you know, all the traditional brick and mortar outlets. But in order to ensure that you can find it, it's just best to order it online, and you can go anywhere. The other thing that's interesting about this project in particular is that there is a scholarship and housing contest that I'm offering in it, kind of as a golden ticket type of a contest, where there are three chances to win $10,000 towards higher education or housing for anybody that happens to find one of these tickets in the CD.
Awesome.
Yep.
So this
is only available in the CD. You can't, you know, you can't participate by buying it online.
But this isn't your daddy's Willy Wonka. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it on? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it on?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a f*** to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole a vote, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city.
All right, folks, we are back live. That's an oldie but a goodie from 7+ years ago. Check it out at GorillaFunk.com. Got Jeffrey Smith coming up in about 25 minutes. Paris, continuing our discussion about activism and media, you know, Universal approaching you, getting your stuff out that way. More and more alternative, powerful, anti-establishment information is being allowed out because the old media, as you know, the establishment media is having trouble selling their tired old propaganda, their products, and it's kind of, if you can't beat them, join them. I'm seeing this everywhere where even, you know, I am accepted, not on big national TV shows, but on mainline radio, international media, by liberal conservative journals. They're having to admit that everything I talked about, you talked about, and others talked about is coming true. Can you speak to that, the fact that this struggle of awakening, I really see a chance of us turning the corner here?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I think that, you know, at least in my experiences, it's amazing. Like, I went on Hannity and Combs, and I was being broadcast from a satellite, I guess a satellite feed in San Francisco, because I'm from the Bay Area out here in California. And the people that worked at Fox knew the music and were warm, man, and really embraced the message. And they were like, man, we can't stand working here, which was not what I expected.
I've had CNN and Fox people behind the scenes tell me the same thing.
Yeah.
I've had hosts call me at the office after I was on a few times and saying, we got record ratings the last 2 days you were on, but you are now banned. This wasn't from programming. This was from the business office,
right,
from the board, said, do not put him back on. So exactly, we've got the people on the inside more than anybody knowing it's all staged.
Yeah, and they, you know, and people just appreciate it when somebody comes out, you know, like you or me, comes out and says what needs to be said and can put out material that people can relate to, man, that reflects their real life existence. I think that the success that I've had is that I've really kind of taken pains to endear myself to the public so that people understand that I really do care. You know, I mean, this is not like a fast track to riches doing what we do by any stretch of the
imagination. Oh, you've got incredible talent and had plenty of chances to sell out. And I'm not saying I've got some great talent, but
yeah,
I've been approached. I mean, I've been approached many times.
But you know, this is taking the hard road, you know, and sticking with it and remaining consistent, man. That's just kind of been my focus.
Does that make it that much sweeter to be as successful as you are over and over again, taking the road, being self-made, creating your own distribution system, everything you did?
Oh, of course. I mean, being able to do what I want to do, kind of when I want to do it, and you know, to work with the people that I want to work with, because I'm at the stage in my career now where, you know, I don't want to do just anything. Obviously, I think the lowest point in my career was producing a Tony Braxton record. I don't know if you know who that is or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like I was going through the motions, man. You know, and the music was like something you would hear in the dentist's office. And you know, to me, music is only really engaging when it moves you, you know, emotionally.
Well, your music certainly moves me. I see it more as poetry with the music in the background. Really.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Speaking of the way the world's changing, you know, I witnessed urban warfare trips in the Marines and Army training to take over our cities, arrest our citizens, confiscate our guns. And that was really the wake-up call for me in 96, 97 when I physically saw this. And I'd always heard the stories, but then found out it was true. And now they're announcing, yeah, troops on the streets of America, the governors won't be in charge, the executive branch is above Congress. Congress was threatened 7 weeks ago with martial law if they didn't go along with the banker takeover bill. I think one reason people are waking up now is because it is late in the game, and the establishment is really, I mean, the Queen of England just abolished the parliament in Canada because they were about to throw her people out and said, I am the head of state, and then pulled out her director general. That's in Reuters, who really is the dictator. And so they're even having to admit now that Commonwealth nations never got out from under the Queen. That's in Reuters today.
Interesting.
Can you speak specifically just to the expanding police state?
Well, yeah. Well, you know that for example, the Patriot Act is not going to be repealed. I know that a lot of people thought that that was going to be the case when Obama came into power, and there was going to be like this large cash infusion in the social programs, and you know, an immediate pullout of Iraq and that kind of stuff. And it's unrealistic to think that that would be the case. You know,
well, they just said troops for 3 more years are going to be there.
Oh, really?
They just said yesterday, 3 more years and of the main force of 160,000, and then a permanent force of 50,000, basically forever.
I think the way that we can frame this moving forward is to look at this economic downturn, which is probably the worst in this country's history. It will be.
Yep.
As being the 2008, 2009, 9/11.
Financial 9/11, I agree.
There you go. And so when you look at it that way, and you look at, you know, you say a traumatized mind is a susceptible mind, like you can mold public perception and have the public be behind whatever you want them to be behind when they're traumatized. You can look at this economic violence being visited on the American people as having the same effect as 9/11.
Well, again, I don't even blame Obama. He is a complete and total puppet. I'm sorry to tell folks, just like every other president since Kennedy. But he is going to end up, they're not going to be able to blame all this on Bush, even though he's a puppet as well. That's what I'm saying, Paris. They're going to set him up. The people really believe he's going to bring change and change things. It's like Bill Hicks said, you know, they basically take the president in and show him the Zapruder film and then say any questions. And so that's my whole point, is I want people to get it out of their heads that
right.
There's going to be any change other than the fact that this guy can string a sentence together and Bush couldn't, and this guy is eloquent and, you know, and
right.
has a nice smile. So it's not as insulting to have Obama because, you know, he is slick and smart compared
right.
to Bush up there. It's kind of insulting to have this, you know, monkey up there every day.
Right.
So with Obama, it's going to be a lot better. But that's it in packaging. I mean, I guess they're going to kind of dress themselves up when they rape us instead of, you know, doing it with just no clothes on.
Yeah, and we're both pessimists. So, you know, I can't even say that I'm cautiously optimistic anymore. I'm just a pessimist about the whole thing. And, you know, hopefully I'll be proven wrong, but chances are I won't be. And we'll both still be doing this a few years from now. You know, when I can do party music and you can make comedies, then we'll all be cool.
Man, I would love to make weird documentaries, about subcultures and things, and I'd love to make, you know, things about nature. I'd love to make documentaries about whales. I like whales. I like, you know, who's in there running the shows looking at me weird. Did you know that there's a whale called the bowhead whale that lives about 250 years?
I do now.
I mean, I'm looking at my guy and they're looking at me like I'm a weirdo. They're like, well, no, man.
But that's not weird, man. You think, I hate to say this because it's hella cliche, but you think outside the box. And I do too, man. There's very little in mainstream media that speaks to me. You know, and that's why I stay in my lane doing what I do.
Well, I mean, the point I was making is that I have all these other thoughts and all these
other
dreams.
Things, but you feel like that, you know, you don't want to waste time with any of that when there are more urgent things to discuss.
Exactly. That's the point is actually I'm sick of this. But the fire in my belly just drives me to do it because I have no future if I don't. My family has no future. And so I'm kind of mad like my life's been stolen in a way.
Well, yeah. And that happens once you become enlightened. That's the truth. It's difficult to sit by and just, you know, take what's spoon-fed to you when you know better.
Exactly.
That's the point that I've been making for quite a while now. When you know better, man, none of this is acceptable.
Well, that's it. I mean, I would love to take 3 vacations a year and spend more time with my family
than
I want to.
Right.
And I can't disengage because there's always 100 more stories, 100 more crimes, 1,000.
Oh, of course.
It's driving me nuts.
Somebody got to keep the torch burning. So there it is. You have this network set up, man. Don't waste it. That's how I look at it. I'm now finally in the driver's seat to be able to reach people globally doing what I do. In a way that is a little bit more comfortable than it's been in the past because I have this relationship with Universal where they manufacture and they distribute and everything. So, you know, I treat it very seriously, and I treat each project as though, you know, as though it's my last.
Well, you know, people always look at folks that have been somewhat successful, and it's like, even though we're doing good work, sometimes they get mad at us, and I just say to them, hey, I want to see you do well. Get in there, do the decades of hard work. But so many people come into this, the Enlightenment movement, or whatever you want to call it, and they want instant success. Does life work that way usually, Paris?
Well, you just got to work for it like anything else. But I do know this. I do know that, you know, there are a lot more, there are a lot of hip-hop artists and musical, you know, personalities that I want to work with that are whose abilities I really respect, but more often than not, what they have to say doesn't jive with what I'm doing. You know, it's like you can't make messages that are degrading to people and come out on Gorilla Funk. You just can't do it.
Well, and again, let's talk about that in the final segment. It's come out, as you know, in documents and programs that the establishment wants to put out this degrading message, not just in hip-hop or rap, but in rock and roll and everything. And that's been done by design. The CIA has been involved in that. And so that's why you see this degrading, materialistic mindlessness, and that's why it's so refreshing to see what you're doing, Parrish, because it really grabs you in your soul, but also intellectually, and it's going to be through artists such as yourself that we turn the corner on this. Stay with us.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 26, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 848.60. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for 873.73, 436.87 for the half ounce, and 218.43 for a quarter ounce. That's 873.73, 436.87, and 218.43.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to insure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins. 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Well, an hour has gone by fast. Last 5 minutes with Parrish. The website is GorillaFunk.com, GorillaFunk.com. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas is here. Hope you get your orders in by the 17th. Ship it out to your UPS in time to give it this holiday season. Terror Storm, Endgame, Truth Rising, all my films, Fabled Enemies, Jason Burmess' film, Loose Change Final Cut I produced, all available at Infowars.com. And, of course, you can watch them online in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get 5 months plus free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and that's running through Christmas. And you can also share your passcode with a few friends and family. Don't give it to too many people because then it'll block you. But you can share it with, well, really, I'd share it with about three people. And that way you can give yourself a gift of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, burn the films to disc, give them to people, get them out to folks. That's how we're really affecting change. And the people are ready to hear the truth now like they've never been before, because other patriots before us, myself and many others, warned people, laid the groundwork, hit the barbed wire for everybody else in this fight, in this war. And so now the public is very receptive. Paris, you know, going into break, I didn't write a note. What was the point I said I was going to ask you when we came back? It was something really important.
I have no idea.
I don't either. It'll, as soon as you leave, it'll pop back in my head. But I had some really important question to ask you. But, hell, it doesn't matter. I'm busy running around behind the scenes, lining up a bunch of other stuff.
Right.
In closing, I mean, there's so much going on out there. Where do you see things going in the future with so many people waking up?
Who knows, man? I can only hope that it doesn't get violent and bloody and out of control. You know, I know that that's probably an optimistic statement right there. I know that things have to change. You know, I know that all the wealth can't be maintained by, you know, such a small portion of the population. I know that things can't remain as unequal as they've been. I know that times are harder than they've ever been, and I know that people are going through it, man. And you know, there are all of these artificial things in place to keep people in line, to keep sheeple in line, you know, kind of lockstep with what the government has going on or what the agenda is. And, you know, people are waking up. The only real way to make them wake up, though, is by doing what we do, by hitting them with information and entertainment sources that provide information that goes against the grain of what they see on TV all day long.
Absolutely. I remember what it was. It was, and this is a great segue here at the end, government wanting to push MTV in the past, choosing what it wanted to push.
Oh, right.
I talked to so many people in the music industry who say, you know, something that is unpopular but anti-human, anti-liberty, anti-woman, man, the establishment will push that while trying to block things that are socially responsible.
But we've seen that happen in hip-hop alone. I mean, if I just take hip-hop, I mean, because that's obviously my genre and that's what I started in. When I first started in the early 90s, the groups were, you know, me and Public Enemy and Boogie Down Productions and X-Clan and all of these groups that reflected this Afrocentric sensibility that wanted to see the community advance, right? It wasn't an anti-white sensibility. It was something that really wanted to see people do better overall. And that those types of messages have been squashed for the most part. And you know, the rise of gangster rap, you know, we see a direct correlation between the messages and the outcomes in our community.
Which just prepares the black males to go into the prison system.
Of course. Exactly. You know, and that's big business, you know. In the same way that there are college towns, and I don't have to tell you or your listeners this, but in the same way that there are college towns, there are towns where the entire, you know, economy is driven by the prison. You know,
well, take Tulia, Texas, where they arrested 56 black people in 1 month, none of them with drugs, with no evidence, because the only business in that town was a prison, and they put the black people on the town in the prison.
There you go.
And it turned out it was all a setup. Turned out it was none of them were using drugs.
Yep. But when you see, you know, and like you see, you know, you just see the same thing with any corporate enterprise now that's really large. Like there are certain towns that I've been to, for example, in I have in-laws and North Carolina, and Walmart is the main employer in some of these small cities, you know, Mooresville, Statesville, North Carolina, those kind of spots, you know, where the Walmart is huge, man. You might see a Walmart that's, you know, hundreds of thousands of square feet, and they have Walmart social events and, you know, calendar where basically your entire life is dictated by this corporation. That's
who has taken over the market with Chinese slave goods.
And, you know, mom and pop enterprise, man, depending on what it is a hard sell right now.
Well, that's why it's important to support alternative music,
indeed,
film, farmers markets, anything alternative, anything that's made by a smaller organization or group is so important. And, Paris, I want to have you back sooner than a year.
Yes.
I'm glad that, you know, we dropped out of contact. I've been busy. You've been busy. I'm glad that you emailed us about your new album. I'm glad to have you back on.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Please visit GorillaFunk.com. The new album is Acid Reflex. It's available in stores now. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate everything, man, as usual.
Absolutely. Acid Reflux in stores now. Paris, we will talk to you soon and have you back up soon if you'll do it.
That'll work, man. Thank you. Take.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Everybody,
we
stop asking questions.
Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jeffrey R. Smith, one of the premier experts in the world, author, documentary filmmaker, researcher, testifies to governments all over the planet about GMO foods, toxins in food, the melamine in the milk, the plastic estrogen mimicking endocrine disruptors. He'll be joining us in about 3 minutes. But I wanted to hold Paris over because I had him on for an hour and hardly plugged the new album, Acid Reflex. And again, a great social commentary, a very thought-provoking. You may not even agree with it all, but the point is that it's not establishment propaganda, milk toast. And he also has a golden ticket prize in the new album out in stores everywhere. You can also hear it online, but the contest is there for scholarships. So I briefly wanted to have Paris finish up telling folks about that. Paris?
Yes, what it is, and I appreciate it, Alex, it's three chances to win $10,000 towards higher education or housing. Those are the specific stipulations with the prize, and it's only available in CD form in the physical CD that you can buy at retail. So, or you know, through Amazon or you know, Best Buy. You know, Amazon and Best Buy are your best bets, even more so than Gorilla Funk because we run out of them pretty quickly. I'm sure I'm out of them now, as a matter of fact, as a result of being on your show. But it is those prizes are transferable too. That's the other thing. So if you're not interested in going to college, but you know, a college age teen that's thinking about it, then, you know, you can give them the gift. But it's three chances to win $10,000. And in this environment, man, everybody, I'm sure, needs a leg up, you know.
By the way, I'm watching the video for the first time. I'm a big fan of it. I've just been so busy I hadn't seen it yet, of Acid Reflux. We're playing a little clip of it on PrisonPlanet.tv on screen right now, and it looks really good. And this looks like the director or the animator of the guy that did big video for some other folks right before the election in 2006. Is this the same director of the Eminem video?
No, you're thinking about Ian Inaba and Guerrilla News Network. No, this is not them, although I have worked with them in the past, and I narrated that Aftermath 9/11 movie of theirs. No, this is a guy named Corey Shaw from a company called Build Destroy down in L.A. Does world-class work. I mean, this video is...
Oh, this blows away the Eminem video. I mean, I'm watching this. And it is awesome.
And it's painfully expensive. So so everybody go buy a copy of Acid Reflux ASAP and support independent media.
And I mean, listen, since some of this came out on air, since you mentioned it, I'm really honored that you offered to put me on the Universal label. And I was just looking at the contracts. They were a great deal. Best deal I've ever been offered. And I just didn't even – I was trying to finish something, having a new baby. I know it didn't matter. But I wanted to – since I couldn't talk to you behind the scenes, I wanted to apologize for not getting on the ball with that. But I'll work on that. Paris, and I've been honored to talk to you. Everybody get Acid Reflux, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. I'm honored to be here. Take care.
All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, great guy. I trust Paris, but I'm a little bit scared of Universal. And that's just one of the many offers I've had. And he brought it up earlier, so I went ahead and talked about it. I mean, I probably had 60, 70 offers in the last 10 years. I mean, I have been in the office, in the big glistening building in L.A., offered a radio show to be as big as Rush Limbaugh, with the contract in front of me. But in that case, I had to be controlled what I said, and I said no. With the Paris thing, whatever I wanted, say whatever I wanted, and I knew it would put it, you know, really out there in a big way. And I'd try some other distributions or another outfit who's a lot smaller, and that was all right. It's just that then I can't put them out for free. I can't say make copies. I can't leave it up on Google Video. And so I, you know, turned down tens of millions of dollars. That's just how it works here, folks. And then I get screamed at and yelled at for trying to sell a few thousand copies myself to be able to maybe make a film. And the films do lose money. I pay for stuff with advertising, and I pay for it, you know, a few other ways. I got a small inheritance a few years ago. I really want to know. Side issue, but it doesn't burn me. It doesn't get in my craw. I feel sorry for people that have no idea how many deals I've turned down and what I've turned down. You have no idea, folks. I mean, most people say they wouldn't sell out, and I'm not saying that would be that if I did it with Paris. It's just that I can't, even if something might have some of that involved or might lead down a road, because to me, the fact that I put out 21 films, the fact that I've made 20 myself and I've made 19 and produced 2. No, I've made 20 and produced 2. The fact that they reach hundreds of millions online for free that we can track. That is what I want instead of money. That's what I want. And the death threats, everything that come with it. And that would have all pretty much ended if I did that. So it wasn't selling out that I refused, because whatever I wanted I could say. It was that it would be a sellout because the video wouldn't be available everywhere. But that's Universal's hand. I shouldn't even be getting into it. But he brought it up on air, so cat's out of the bag on that. I'm actually a pretty darn good guy. The whole point here, folks. I mean, I don't know anybody else, even in this movement. I won't take questionable advertising. I won't be involved in any of this stuff. Because it doesn't mean anything to me. Who I am is what is valuable. What I stand for, what I believe in. I mean, I know they've approached alternative news people, alternative health people, wanting to buy them out. And I know a lot of people out there have said no, because, you know, they're not going to be involved in poisoning children, but a lot of people will sell out, and that's why we've seen a lot of these things happen. But that's a side issue there separately. Paris is somebody who never sold out and has made it big repeatedly. All right, I apologize to Jeffrey R. Smith for making him hold 5 minutes. We're really honored to have him, and I've got his bio here, but I hate to make folks talk about themselves, but it's better if you just describe yourself and introduce yourself. We carry some of your amazing books and videos, Seeds of Deception, Genetically Engineered Foods, by Jeffrey M. Smith. Keep calling him R. Smith. I'm out of my mind today. And Genetic Roulette also, and the GMO DVD film and audio CD trilogy, all available at InfoWars.com. I hope you'll support us and support him by going to InfoWars.com and getting those. Jeffrey M. Smith, good to have you back with us.
Thank you very much, Alex. Great to be here.
Good to have you here. You know, I never asked you this. Have you ever been approached to sell out?
No, I haven't. I've often thought if Monsanto's willing to give me millions of dollars to stop talking about them, I could just funnel that into anti-GMO activities and maybe I'd sell out. but no, I have never been asked to sell out in any form.
Mm. Well, that's when you know the New World Order's real, buddy, when they come at you over and over again.
Well, so far, I protected myself. In fact, I knew that other people that had written books before I published Seeds of Deception. Some friends of mine published a book against the grain. They were about to publish it, and 3 days before it came off the printer, a threatening letter from Monsanto's attorney forced the publisher to stop the presses and cancel the publication. So they were eventually able to print it somewhere else, but I decided to turn down an offer for my publisher to publish my book so that I could publish it myself because I knew that they couldn't stop me.
See,
I also didn't let them. Yeah.
That's why I haven't gone with big film production companies that have wanted to bring in professional teams and all those folks and do TV series and a bunch of other stuff folks don't know about. Because exactly by signing on to that, then it brings other people into control, and then you could lose control.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have been wanting to option my first book, Seeds of Deception, for a film, but I'm very cautious about, you know, losing the control because they might just flip it so that it may make Monsanto out to be benevolent.
Well, that happened to Jesse Ventura. I think he got like $3 million to do a year TV show on MSNBC. It was a 3-year contract, a couple million a year. I'm going from memory here, what he told me in the car. He's also talked about it here on air some, but when he was here visiting us, and they didn't tell him, you know, he had golden handcuffs in there, but he didn't, and they said right after he signed it, it's like, all right, now you're out of the game for the war we're about to have. And they just basically bought his contract out, and he sat there for 3 years. And then that's why he finally now was able to go public in the last year and a half, because that contract was up saying he could do no other media. So, I mean, they do it.
Yes, it's true. What I do is I try, like you, getting information out there on YouTube and on my website. In fact, just 4 weeks ago, I got an email from India saying that they found that the genetically engineered BT cotton is causing massive deaths and reproductive failures in buffalo and cows, and that hundreds or thousands of people in the region who are touching the cotton that's genetically engineered to produce this toxic pesticide are developing allergic reactions like itching.
Okay.
So what I did is I said to them, please, let's document this. Let's get it videotaped. And so we were able to raise money to get an investigative team in there with a video camera and two veterinarians and a reporter and a project leader so that will be able to be put out for everyone to see what's really happening there.
Absolutely. Now let's go back, and I'm really going to try to give you the floor, so just you're going to be running here. What you think is most important, the melamine, the estrogen-mimicking endocrine disruptors in the plastics, the GMO, the India situation, I mean, because you really are one of the leading experts. Tell folks who you are, then about some of your books and videos that we have available at InfoWars.com and also on your own site. Give folks that. And then you've got the floor, sir, whatever you think is most important to tell people, because this is a public service announcement is what this is in the truest sense, so people have a chance to know what's in their food, in their water, and ways to try to protect themselves.
Great. Well, my expertise is really on the genetically engineered foods and crops. That's where you take genes from one species and you force them into the DNA of other species, causing massive collateral damage, in fact, in the DNA and lots of unpredicted side effects. Now, these were originally introduced in our food supply widely in 1996, and that was because the first Bush administration believed that genetically engineered foods, largely produced from the Monsanto company, would increase U.S. exports. And what happened was they told the FDA to promote the biotechnology industry. The FDA then created a new position for Michael Taylor, Monsanto's former attorney and later Monsanto's vice president, to be in charge of policy. The policy came out with a blatant lie, claiming that the agency wasn't aware of any information showing that GMOs were significantly different. GMOs means genetically modified organisms. As a result of that lie, they said no safety studies are necessary. Monsanto and others don't even have to tell the FDA in order to put these foods on the market. Well, we know now, 7 years after that policy came out in 1999, 44,000 internal secret memos from the FDA were made public because of a lawsuit. It turns out the overwhelming consensus among the FDA's own scientists were, in fact, that genetically engineered foods could create allergies, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems, that it was different from normal foods, and that, in fact, the scientists were appalled that it was going to be put on the market quickly and had urged their superiors, like Michael Taylor, to require a long-term safety study. Now, I'll footnote this by saying Michael Taylor is now on the Obama transition team overseeing agriculture, and that concerns me, although hopefully he's reformed. But what's happened since then, GMOs have been out on the market since 1996. There's now 8 commercialized genetically engineered food crops. We'll go over them in a minute. And what I did is, in my second book, Genetic Roulette, I documented, with the help of more than 30 scientists, all of the known health risks of GMOs. And we've linked GMOs to thousands of toxic and allergic reactions in humans, thousands of sick, sterile, and dead livestock, and damage to virtually every organ and every system studied in animals. And that came out last year. But last month, 2 government studies came out, which I blogged about on my Huffington Post blog. And it turns out an Austrian government commission study showed that when parent mice were fed genetically engineered corn, which is currently approved on our diet, that it had a reduction in the number of offspring and in the health of the offspring as judged by the weight of the offspring. So it caused a level of infertility and damage in the next generation. And the Italian government commissioned a study, which also came out last month, showing that the corn creates an immune response, suggesting that it might create allergies or inflammatory responses or immune responses in humans. So we continue to pile on information showing that genetically engineered foods are unsafe. Now, I realize I didn't really talk about myself. Now I can talk about myself in the context of my work. I've been working on genetically engineered foods for about a dozen years. I worked at a GMO detection laboratory as a vice president of marketing. I ran for U.S. Congress to raise the awareness of the issue. I've published Seeds of Deception and Genetic Roulette. I have a film out which is available online for free called Your Milk on Drugs, Just Say No. Another one called Hidden Dangers in Kids' Meals. And I've been traveling to about 30 countries, counseling senior political leaders, speaking to the media and the public about the dangers. And more recently, my Institute for Responsible Technology has put together what's called the Campaign for Healthier Eating in America. It's a campaign designed to achieve the consumer rejection tipping point of genetically engineered foods in the United States, and we think we can do this before the end of 2009. Now, a tipping point is something where we turn the use of the genetically engineered ingredient into a marketing liability, forcing food companies to take it out of their products or face reduced sales. Now, this happened with bovine growth hormone, genetically modified drug inserted into cows to increase milk supply. We had a kind of a tipping point against RBGH by consumers because of the obvious health dangers, which I'll tell you about in a minute. And that occurred about 2.5 years ago. And since then, more and more dairies and retail stores and chains have taken out of their products. The most recent one to take it out was Subway. They announced it 2 weeks ago. Walmart earlier this year. Starbucks the end of last year. Kroger in February.
Even
about 40 of the top. Yeah.
Even Borden's is now. I mean, you can't hardly find the growth hormone milk now. So this is one area where we're having massive victories against these global crime cartels. This is so exciting what's happening. So we're having victories. Consumers can vote.
Absolutely. In fact, our organization was part of the group of organizations that engineered this tipping point. It wasn't just random. We started educating people about the health risks of the bovine growth hormone. The milk itself has more pus. It has more antibiotics, it has more growth hormone, it also has more of a hormone called insulin-like growth factor 1, IGF-1, which in high levels in humans is linked to cancer and high rates of fraternal twins. And it's in much, much higher levels in the milk that comes from these treated cows.
And that's why we see all these twins suddenly everywhere.
Yeah, in fact, there was a study that came out in the Journal of Reproductive Medicine where they compared the fraternal twin rate in the United States to the U.K. Now, the U.K., there's a ban of the use of bovine growth hormone. In fact, it's banned in most industrialized countries, in all of Europe, Canada, Japan, Australia, New Zealand. But it was put through in the United States when Michael Taylor, Monsanto's former attorney, was in charge of policy. It's a Monsanto. It was a Monsanto drug until they sold it off to Eli Lilly this fall because they saw the writing on the wall that it was going down. But we know that the white paper that Michael Taylor wrote while he was the deputy commissioner of policy stated that not only were they not going to require labeling of dairy products that contained RBGH, he was even suggesting that if some dairy were to label it as RBGH free, they should also put the disclaimer that according to the FDA, there's no difference.
Well, they tried to threaten dairies. They tried to threaten dairies, as you know, to stop doing that with a bluff.
Yeah.
Just like,
and there's something going on in Kansas about that.
Stay there. When we come back, we're going to talk about this. But the key here is, with the estrogen hormones mimickers in the milk, in the plastic, we can have a tipping point. We can have a tipping point on the melamine, on all of it. We'll be right back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This is Stephen Hewer, professional nutritionist. One of the benefits of good nutrition is looking more beautiful. Kate, a 54-year-old client of mine, was suffering from thinning hair, gray hair, no eyelashes on her lower lids. She was not sleeping well and was exhausted. She had heard me advertise Chrysalis. Chrysalis signals the cells of your body to make protein so they can heal, prevent wrinkles, or grow thicker hair. The first 2 months of taking Chrysalis, she could sleep soundly every night and wake up rested with no interest in coffee. Additionally, her hair grew in thicker, longer, and the color came back in. Also, her bottom eyelashes grew back in, which her doctor commented was impressive. Overall, she reported better skin quality, longer nails, more muscle in her legs, and not one menopause symptom. For nutrition that works in 30 days or less, visit learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I hear the train coming.
Jeffrey M. Smith is our guest, one of the preeminent experts on GMOs, and not just GMO foods, but the policies around the world and the fight against them. Overwhelmingly, in every poll, it's 85, 95, 99, some polls against these. People know they're bad, especially the cross species, genetically modified organisms where they put cockroach genes in tomatoes, or for some reason they use the cockroaches, one of their favorites of such old genetics, or in salmon. I mean, pig genes, human genes in pigs, approving cloned milk, approving cloned animals, milk from cloned animals. The list just goes on and on. We're going to go back to him in a moment. I hope that you will go to Infowars.com and click on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart and get Seeds of Deception, Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith, exposing industry and government lies about the safety of genetically engineered foods you're eating. Seeds of Deception, exposing expose by Jeffrey M. Smith, documents significant health dangers of genetically modified GM foods and the intense industry influence of political corruption. These are well done, textbooks, but beautiful color pages. I mean, just lavish, very easy to understand, but all the scientific data. We have a Deadly Gamble combo that has the two books and the two films with the audio CD. In fact, for, 1995, we have the GMO Trilogy DVD CD set. That's probably the best deal, and most people don't read. They watch things. Three-disc set that explains why GMOs, genetically modified organisms, threaten your health, the environment, and future generations. Give this Christmas instead of a GMO fruitcake or GMO cotton shirt that has got all sorts of poisons leaching into you. I mean, seriously, folks, go to Infowars.com and support the alternative media, but more importantly, educate yourself, your friends, and family. Learn how to identify these provenly very dangerous creations that we're eating and consuming and wearing at Infowars.com. Genetic Roulette, the GMO Trilogy, and the Deadly Gamble Combo with all of them in it, and then, of course, Seeds of Deception. This is a short segment, but let's continue, sir, with where you left off about tipping points. We're having victory after victory worldwide when we're actually able to reach out and educate the public. This is very encouraging.
Absolutely. With genetically modified foods, the tipping point of consumer rejection in Europe happened in April of 1999 because there is high-profile media coverage on the food safety aspects of GMOs. As a result, within a single week, virtually every major food company committed to stop using GM ingredients for their European brands. So the tipping point caused a swift rejection of GMOs there. Now, what's needed here in order to create the tipping point are two fundamental pieces. The first is knowledge of the health dangers of GMOs, and the second is information on how to avoid them. So we have a new non-GMO shopping guide, and I'll be happy to link that over to InfoWars. I'll deal with that after the show.
No, plug your site. Plug your site. People should buy it right now. Plug it.
Okay, they can. It's actually free to look at, and you can also buy it at cost in bundles of 50, so you can give it out to your friends.
Good. So it's free online where you can print it off, but I recommend buying it in bundles. That saves the work and the time. Yes.
Yes. So responsibletechnology.org, responsibletechnology.org. You can go to our shopping guide, the non-GMO shopping guide. You can look at it online. You can print it out. But we can ship it. We recommend getting these brochures that also talk about the GMO health risks. When you give them out together, the health risks brochures tells people why to avoid GMOs, and the non-GMO shopping guide tells people how.
Very simple. Very simple, only 14 pages long. Very well done. Everybody should get these.
And what it does is we're asking doctors to give it out as patient education materials. We're asking religions to give it out to their congregations. Parent-teacher organizations to give it out to children so that all the parents know what to buy. And also it's being made available for free through natural food stores as well.
And there's a new film. And there's a new film out available, The World According to Monsanto. We're going to be back in 1 minute, or 70 seconds to be precise, with Jeffrey M. Smith. And let's talk about this, Your Milk on Drugs, Just Say No, with our guest when we get back in 1 minute. The fourth and final hour, straight ahead. Strap yourselves in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.